This Montana Moment, spotlighting an organization or individual making a difference, is provided by the Montana Radio Company.
When the Youth Homes first started, I thought it was sort of simple, like a lot of us in this field, is we thought we cared about something and someone, and we thought by caring, that would simply handle it. You know, you just say, I care, and the kids would say thanks and get better. And I think the journey has been to realize why they're in pain, why they hurt so much, and to grow with them. Hi, I'm Jeff Birnbaum. I'm Executive Director of Youth Homes. We could see a kid from shelter to group care to foster care to adoption. So we could see and have seen kids for 12, 14 years, which is one of the most fun things about our job, is to really see kids go through that journey, because, you know, often we're asked to tell a five-minute story, but it's really a lifetime. We've always, from the very beginning, recognized that among the many things our kids need to develop, you know, develop spiritually, develop academically, intellectually, emotionally, physically. And so we've always had an emphasis on physical activities. In a more specific way, we've gotten very much into gardening, and with our partners from Garden City Harvest, we have a youth farm where our kids are able to work full-time, and some come and volunteer, and we volunteer all over the community. It's a win-win-win situation where we're able to get work for our kids, produce vegetables for our group homes, donate to other group homes in the community, and actually sell vegetables that help support the farm. We were fortunate through the 80s and even into the early 90s of being able to locate, build, and create phenomenal group homes. It's time to reinvest in those facilities. And so we'll be kicking off, I think, this year, and probably over the next decade, of not so much replacing or expanding, but just reinvigorating the buildings. So we're going to need this community to really respond to that and help us provide these kids with a good place to live as well as a family.
Learn more and find out how you can help at youthhomes.com.